Hello, welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices. This is chapter 6 and I am talking about emotional intelligence. I hope you guys enjoyed the previous chapter, which was friendship. Did that chapter bring a lot of waves and questions? I think everybody was just questioning a lot about their own friendships, and it also made a lot of people realize where their friendship stands and, you know, how they can improve that. And I really did enjoy that discussion because it was also teaching me a thing or two about friendships and where I need to stand as a person in creating relationships in my life. So today, I will be talking about emotional intelligence as promised, and this is the introduction of chapter 6. I hope you are looking forward to this as much as I am. I'm going to give you like a breakdown of what I'll be talking about in this whole chapter. So this will help you understand your emotions. It will help you increase your emotional awareness. It will help you manage your emotions effectively, and it will help you build empathy and empathy, or some people say empathy, and your social skills. Then you need emotional intelligence in your relationships, in work, in mental health. And this will also give you practical strategies to improve your emotional intelligence. Then we will also discover the role of emotional intelligence in your personal and professional growth. So, what is emotional intelligence, right? Or it's also known as EQ in short. EQ or emotional intelligence. So, this is the ability to understand, manage, and utilize emotions effectively. This involves being self-aware, so understanding how your emotions run or how you regulate your emotions, then the empathy side of it, and how you use your emotions in a social setting. EQ is essential, or emotional intelligence is very essential for building strong relationships, for managing stress, and for achieving personal and professional success. So what is the importance of EQ in your personal life and professional life, right? In relationships, EQ helps you to understand and connect with others on a deeper level, and it will help you establish stronger bonds because you understand how to regulate your emotions. You understand how to manage and utilize your emotions within that relationship. It also enhances communication. It helps effective communication. And I think one of the biggest downfalls for relationships is people don't really communicate effectively because they are not regulating their emotions effectively. So if you understand how to manage your emotions because you know how you feel and you respect that, you are able to manage your emotions and communicate effectively. This will also help you increase resilience. And what I mean by this is, if you have emotional intelligence, right, you will cope with challenges. You will deal with setbacks more effectively because you are aware, you have the self-awareness, so you know how to deal with your emotions in certain situations and in certain challenges, and that will help you increase your resilience. Then it will help you make better decisions. I cannot express this enough, and I think in this chapter you will understand how it's so important that you allow emotional intelligence to play a big role in your life. It will improve the way you do things by a far greater chance. It will allow you to consider how you feel when making certain choices. I know there's this term that says, you know, be reasonable, be logical, etc., etc. But I always believe that emotions lead, because we are emotional beings. We are energy. We are emotion, as in like energy in motion. So you would be able to lead and make better choices based on your emotional intelligence, understanding that when you feel a certain way, you have to act a certain way, not to necessarily lead with that emotion, but to manage a specific motion in order to make the better decision. You will also learn how leaders with high emotional intelligence operate. You will understand what motivates them to inspire, what motivates them to guide others effectively. And then you will manage your emotions for your mental wellness or your overall well-being. Because your emotions, as long as they are right, you understand how they regulate, you manage them accurately, you will be able to have an enhanced mental health. You will live a well-balanced life. Because sometimes, actually, whenever we don't translate our emotions accurately according to how we are naturally designed, you tend to see that most of the disease that comes into our bodies is based on dis-ease. As in disease is dis-ease. You are not at ease because you have certain emotions that are kind of bound because you're not expressing them, you're not regulating them, you're not translating them in the most effective way. So now because they're being held, they're being suppressed, they're being crushed, then they cause dis-ease, which is disease in so many ways. And that's how naturally disease form in our bodies. So I am excited about this topic because you will understand emotions, you will have emotional awareness, you will understand emotional regulation, you will be able to learn how, you know, empathy works, how social skills contribute to your emotional intelligence. You will have a better understanding of self-management and you will understand how all of this impacts your self-esteem. Then I will touch a little bit about leadership and dig deep into emotional intelligence in relationships, as well as how that plays a big role into your health and into your career success, then into your parenting, right? And into your education and personal growth as a whole. So I look forward to this and I hope you guys are excited as much as I am, because emotions play a very, very big role, a very, if not majority of our life is based on how we feel. And the moment you understand the intelligence of regulating your emotions, I promise you, you'll make better life choices, you'll be more at ease, you will be more at peace, you will be aligned with divine source energy, the universe, God. You will be in tune with your soul purpose in life, because like I always said, and I said this in the early episodes of A Thousand Voices, where I talk about how we are energy, as in we energy in motion. That's where the word emotion comes from, because it's a motion, it's a movement, it's a feeling, it's, you know, up and down, left and right. It's who we are, and the more you know it, the more you will make a better life and a better choice for yourself. So please share this with whoever you know that has to learn about emotional intelligence, and see you on the next one.